It's a great milestone for the company. It's the second mine that we've funded and built in 4 years after Andy Well back in August 13 and now Deflector. It's been about, I guess, 2 years in the making from when we started talking to Mutiny, then announced the deal and finished the deal and did the funding and permitting and construction, and now here we are with our second gold mine.
And if you don't mind me saying, at quite a convenient time given the current gold price.
Yeah, no, it's a great time to be an Australian gold producer. You know, we've seen the gold price up around sort of mid-16 to 1700s for quite a while now. So it's a great time to be producing gold. It's also a fantastic time to be building a project as well. And also for us, it's a fantastic time to be exploring too.
So that gold that is being mined at Deflector, what are you able to do with it? Are you taking advantage of the spot price or are you hedging?
We've got a bit of both. Because we're using debt to fund the project, we've locked in some hedging at about $1,600 Australian, which is a pretty good price. And then the other part of the production is unhedged, so we get to participate in the in the movement in the gold price if it keeps moving up.
You mentioned that it's been around 2 years since you started talks with Mutiny and then moved the project onto production where it's at now. What's that process being like given the current climate?
It's interesting because 2 years ago, the gold sector was in a lot different position to where it is now. Back in sort of mid-2014, when we were looking around for projects, our share price was in a lot different position, and so were a lot of the other gold miners in Australia. So it was a relatively sort of less expensive period for looking at projects. When we announced the deal with Mutiny, it was an all-script takeover, and it equated to about a $36 million deal, or about $100 a reserve ounce. And now if you look at deals that have been done probably in the last 12 months or so, you wouldn't see any deal in that sort of price range. They're all, so I guess you could look at it and say we sort of timed it perfectly, sort of counter to the gold cycle at the time.
So the first gold pour under your belt, where is the Deflector project at the moment? What stage?
So it's a gold project with a sort of reasonable level of copper, and that had really stopped the project from being mined or processed with the existing gold processing plant that was in the area. So where most gold projects have a gravity circuit and a CIL, or carbon in leach circuit, we have a flotation circuit. So it's more like a nickel project or a copper project where we produce the actual concentrate that's high in gold and copper. So we'll produce the gravity bars and we'll produce a concentrate that we'll sell to an offtake partner. So where we're at right now is we've poured our first gold through the gravity. We're ramping up the concentrator and producing concentrate. And in the next few weeks, we'll actually ship our first load of concentrate out through probably Fremantle. So that's where we're at the moment. The plant is all up and running, and we're just going through that sort of ramping up stage, getting it up to the nameplate capacity of the project.
Now, Alan, less than 3 years ago, we were discussing the first gold pour from Andy Well, which is Doré's first. You've also mentioned exploration. So what's next?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And people were asking that question pretty much the day we announced the Mutiny deal. But now Deflector's under the belt. Yeah, we're looking for what the next project might be. I guess one of our key differences is that we have a big regional exploration budget. But we're also looking at, whether there are any other opportunities around in the current market, things that are maybe a bit more advanced, closer to production or actually in production. And I guess Deflector was one of those opportunities. So we want to use that track record of funding and building and operating, and also use our, cash flow to go out and explore as well, to hopefully get us another project that can, increase our production profile a bit more for investors.